anti-establishment demonstration, the 13th of November, which is tomorrow, Saturday. We will assemble and gather in Grafton Street at 12 o'clock, 12 noon. People say that protests and gatherings and demonstrations and rallies do nothing. But of course, if you're not going to show up, nothing's going to happen. But what they do is that they show unity and strength in numbers. They connect communities and the tribes unite. The only way to make a difference is if everybody comes. So this is a call out to all of the people who are being affected by lockdown restrictions and these COVID draconian rules. And that applies to everybody. This is not an anti-mask or an anti-vaccine demonstration. This is an anti-establishment demonstration. We are saying no to medical apartheid. This is to save our children. We are saying no to all these draconian dictatorship rules that we are living under. This is tyranny. We say no. We do not comply. We need hundreds of thousands of people to come out in the streets and say no, because what is happening in other countries we can learn from. Now we have a one world government because they're working tyrannically in the same way in every country. So it's very wise for us to look upon other countries to see what is to be expected. I haven't come on here to fearmonger or scare anybody, but in other countries, like Latvia, for example, from Monday, only people who are vaccinated can get into the supermarkets. Who are unjabbed have to click and collect. They have to phone in and get delivery services like this. This is coming here also. If anybody is like me who has a kind of an uneasy feeling in their stomach, something's about to kick off, like this seems like the calm before the storm, then come out tomorrow, Grafton Street, Dublin. If you feel like there's something not right and you want to protect your children, you have kids like I do, and I want to protect my children and their future, come out tomorrow. This is a peaceful demonstration. There's no speeches, there's no leaders. If you want to have something to say, bring your own speaker, bring your own megaphones, wear your county colours, come and represent your tribe. And we will say together that enough is enough. If they don't listen, we have to keep on coming out. But I tell you, if hundreds of thousands of us go to the capital city, we will get noticed. Our message is clear. We do not comply to this tyranny. There has been an invasion in our land. We are living under very serious measures where people like our brother Andy Heisman is getting locked up and put in jail for not covering his face with a mask on a bus. There's something seriously wrong here. Pedophiles are walking the streets. If you make a statement with the Gardaí about a paedophile, they won't go and arrest him. But if you do not wear a mask on a fucking bus, you go straight to jail. So we have to go out for our brother Andy and for the people who have been desperately infringed and our human rights and everything that we stand for, to call us Irish, has been taken from us with this illusion of freedom. That if you get your booster every 6 months, you will get extra credits, you will get extra allowances. That's communism, guys, and I know for some of you it's very hard to accept. There's no you and I against each other. We're not fighting each other. We have to unify as one. If you're an Irish citizenry, if you live in Ireland, and you do not comply or agree to what is happening right now, you need to be on the streets and using your voice and bringing our energy together to say we have had enough. Because we're in it from the long run. There's no turning back. I wish some of you who are not listening to the message realize how much this is going to affect our children's future. They've taken away our freedoms. The way we live is far from normal. And we are anti-establishment and pro-solutions. The 13th of November, which is tomorrow Saturday, at 12 o'clock, we assemble in Grafton Street. Save our children.